各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody.
今天好像是什么什么什么节，对不对？今天是中秋节嘛，哈，中秋节。
Today is a moon festival.
我想先预祝大家哈，修行圆满，早日成佛。
I want to wish everybody practice, perfect your practice and achieve Buddhahood as early as possible.
好，过去在过去那个礼拜，上个礼拜，我非常非常的忙，两天一个课，两天一个，总共有四个课，哇，实在是忙得不得了。就弥勒菩萨比我更忙，所以呢，我们这个礼拜，我们两个就努力的把今天要讲的东西准备好了。
Last week and actually this week actually was really really busy a week for me, and I have many classes, many lectures to give, and also the translator even more busier. So, but with our effort together, we make today's translation.
好，所以我们今天继续去寻找善知识。
So we're going to continue to look in the good advisors.
好，那我们请大家合掌。好，我们要一起来念开经。好。我们先念中文的哈，无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。The unsuppressed, profound and subtle Dhamma is difficult to encounter in hundreds and millions of eons. Now I see, hear and uphold it. I vow to fathom the true meaning of Tathagatas.
谢谢，请放下。这张我想上个礼拜我们看过，对吧？好，这个就是善财童在华严经第61卷到80卷这边谈到善财童子的53参，总共有参访53位善知识。上次我们讲过了，但绿色这个部分，包括这一块是我们讲过的，这一块就是上礼拜我们讲的一个夜神，这一部分是我们讲过的，这个深绿色的部分是我们没有讲的。
You probably seen this diagram before. This is from Avatamsaka Sutra. This is the 53 teacher who Sudana visit. So this from chapter 61 to chapter 80. You see the lighter green, we already spoke in these teachers, advisors. And the dark green is yet to be to visit.
我不晓得大家对这个五十三参这个53这个字是不是有一点点觉得哎，为什么是53？哈，因为华严研究华严经的华严学者，他们把这个53参的这个善知识，跟修行菩萨道的52个位阶其实是配起来的。
I don't know you ever wonder and how. How come Sudana visit 53 teachers? And this sounds kind of familiar. And because the Huayan scholar, and actually in accordance with the 52 stages in the process of becoming a Buddha. So this is what a Huayan scholar believes.
我们一般就说修菩萨道要成就到成佛要三期，对不对？三大阿僧祇劫，然后百劫修相，好嘛，对吗？可是这个三大阿僧祇劫要十性位具足才能够进入这三大期，要十性位圆满，进入住位的时候才开始从这个三大阿僧祇劫开始修。
So for these 52 stages in the process of becoming a Buddha, actually I got to go through three great asankhaya to get there.And the hundreds of kalpas. And the first 10 is 10 phase, stage of 10 phase. After three great asankhaya, then it's entering the three phase stage.
好，所以这个53参里面的这个从第一个善知识到第十个善知识，在华严学者他们认为这就是所谓的十住位，第一住位到第十住位的菩萨。
The first teacher to do the 10th teacher in Huayan scholar believe they are the stage of the 10 dwellings.
到11到20这个所谓的十行位。
The 11th teacher to the 20th teacher is the stage of the 10 conducts.
好，再来21到30这是十回向位。
From the 21st to the 30th, This is the stage of a ten transference.
好，三十一到四十，这是十地位。
From the 31st to the 40th is the stage of a ten grounds.
你们想说，法师后面还有十三个人怎么塞？你们会想这样子，还有十三个怎么办呢？来说，从四十一到五十，有的称为十一地位，第十一个地位其实就是妙觉位。妙觉位，妙觉位它是有十位菩萨代表妙觉位。
And there's 13 advisor left, and you may wonder, how are we going to fit them? From the teacher 41st to 50th, and some people also call the 11th stage, they actually is the stage of equal enlightenment.
好，最后的三位就是妙觉位。妙觉位其实就是佛位嘛，对吗？对，我们看这三位是谁？一个是弥勒菩萨，一个是文殊菩萨，一个是普贤菩萨，他们过去生都是已经是成佛在现菩萨身的，所以他们其实上就是妙觉位了。
The last three teachers, they are in the wondrous enlightenment stage, and that is the stage of a Buddha, and we'll see is a Bodhisattva Maitreya.Bodhisattva Manjushri and Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. They actually already achieved Buddhahood, but they are showing as a Bodhisattva.
好，所以你就可以看到整个是这样结构，就是华严学者他们把这个52个位阶跟53参其实是配在一起的。那但是我刚刚讲的特别讲到华严学者嘛，可是还有当然不同，比如说天台学者啊，其他学者他们并不以为然，其实这个没关系，是不是这样子配其实一点都没关系，重点就是善财童子经过这个五十三参的参访的时候，从开始一直到最后的时候是成就到最后是最长普贤菩萨的恨愿。我们今天会特别谈到普贤菩萨，为什么普贤菩萨的这个恨愿这么殊胜，因为他已经是佛位了，所以这一步一步一步一步走来的时候是一直往佛位的地方 走去的。
So these 53 teachers is really in accordance with the 52 stages. But this is what Hua Yan scholar believe. Tian Tai scholar think otherwise, but it really doesn't matter. It's not important. But the important point is from the first teacher to the last teacher, 53rd teacher, is guiding Sudhana gradually to achieveBodhisattva Samantabhadra's conduct and vows is to achieve the Buddhahood.
好，我这边最后看到这个黄线，这个第四十个善知识叫侍女瞿婆，就是我们今天要参访的。
So, the one I circled, the 40th teacher is the Shaka Lady Gopa. This is the teacher we're going to visit today.
好，在这个地方，你看，它实际上是属于地位的菩萨，对吗？你看到越往下到从这边开始。善财童子去参访这些赞不大菩萨的时候呢，其实上旁边就已经有善神开始保护出来了，所以你们会接近到说他进去的时候不是马上就见到善知识，而会有善神现在前面来照顾他，来引导他。
The Lady Gopa and Gopa, she's already in the stage of ten grounds. So it's in the ten grounds, it will already have a lot of wholesome spirit and protect her. So in the beginning, we're going to see, and before Sudhana can actually get to see Lady Gopa, there's a lot of wholesome spirit protect him because Lady Gopa is already on the tenth ground stage.
好，你们准备好了吗？我们要开始参访了哦。
Are you ready? We're going to go visit Lady Gopa.
Okay, 好。哎，你们看过这张照片吗？你们知道这是什么吗？
Have you ever seen this picture? Do you know who they are?
好，我们要讲的是，当初释迦牟尼佛呢，他成佛了之后呢，他本来想要入灭的，他要想入灭，可是呢，那个梵天下来请法嘛，请他说一定要注释说法，所以他开始讲的第一部经就是华严经。那华严经讲了什么？是诸佛活在华藏世界。他讲什么东西？他重点都是讲说，其实是讲说平等了义，一切佛平等，一切法平等，一切众生平等。然后一即是一切，一切即一，这是华严经的境界。所以那个时候呢， 释迦牟尼佛在说华严经的时候，其实是现法身相，就是譬如遮那佛的法身相来说华严经的。
When Shakyamuni Buddha under the Bodhi tree and see the nature attain Buddhahood, and afterwards he was just going to go into Parinirvana, but Brahmadeva and saw that, and so and he requests and Buddha dwell in the world and give a teaching. So Buddha was very compassionate and start to spreading the Dharma. The first sutra he proclaimed is Avatamsaka Sutra, and Avatamsaka Sutra is talk about and Buddhas and the Bodhisattva, the world, the state of a Buddha and Bodhisattva, and the key point is. Is equality of the whole truth, equality of all Buddhas, equality of all Dharma, equality of all sentient beings, equality of all time, kalpas. One is everything, everything is one. At that time, Shakyamuni Buddha and it was showing his Dharma body, which is a very kind of dust come one, very kind of Buddha.
好，在毗卢遮那佛两边有两位胁侍，在这一边这一位，我们称为在佛的左边的这一位，我想就是文殊师利菩萨。文殊师利菩萨重点就是他是代表智慧嘛，我们知道四大菩萨他代表智慧，他的坐骑叫青狮子，你看到这吗？青狮子。文殊师利菩萨一般的特色是他会拿有一朵莲花，或是拿个智慧宝剑，另外一手呢拿了经本，我们一般会称为他是般若经。代表智慧的意思，所以一般的造型会是这个样子的。
Buddha's Buddha Vajrayana's left side is Bodhisattva Manjushri, and Manjushri is riding on a blue lion, and sometimes you see on her hand is a lotus, and sometimes is a sword, and Bodhisattva Manjushri represent wisdom.
青狮好，对 ，OK， 好。那他这个青狮子是什么意思？青狮子他是讲他是智慧勇猛，所以他是他的坐骑。
The blue lion, what it means is he can use the wisdom to tame the mind, which is the ferocious lion.
好，那应该说佛的右边的这位胁狮子就是普贤菩萨。普贤菩萨大家可以看到，普贤菩萨最特色的是他会骑着一条六牙大白象，对吗？好，六牙就是六度波罗蜜，白象呢意思是他的愿行甚深甚深，所以他的坐骑是六牙大白象。
And then also in Bodhisattva Manjushri, and sometimes you see he's holding a sutra, and that's Paramita Sutra, and on the right side is Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, and he's riding on the great elephant, which have a six pair of tusks. Six pair of tusks means six paramita.
那白象的意思是他的愿跟行是甚深甚深。
And this great elephant means his vow and his conduct is vast and broad and deep.
好，这三位我们称为华严三圣，我想大家常常看过。
Three of them together, we call them the three sages of Avatamsaka.
好，我想这样介绍华严三圣哈。好，接着我们开始来参访释迦女，叫瞿婆。
So next, we're going to start visit this Shaka Lady Gopa.
好，这个呢，善财童子呢，他最前面的那个善知识呢，就引导他，让他往下走。就来他来到迦毗罗卫城，迦毗罗卫城就是释迦牟尼佛的他的旧国都，他以前还没出家前的国都，来到那个地方呢，然后呢他希望他们让他去参访迦毗罗卫城里面有一个释迦族的种族女子叫做瞿波，让他呢就去问这个瞿波说，菩萨怎么样在生死之中能够教化一切众生，就是轮回怎么教化一切众生，所以呢善财童子根据这个善知识的引导，就来到迦毗罗卫城，叫普现法界光明讲堂。
So, Sudana followed the guidance of a last teacher, the spirit of Lumbini into the city of Kapilavastu, which is the birthplace of Shakyamuni Buddha. And then he was telling him, say, you know, in that city, and there's a Shakya lady named Gopa, you go to where she is and ask her how a bodhisattva can remain within birth and death and yet teach and transcend all living beings.
好，那当他来到这个讲堂的时候呢，这个时候呢，我刚刚跟大家讲，他不是马上就看到那个 lady， 他就是刚开始是在那地方有非常非常多的神，在普贤光明讲堂里面呢，有一位善神，名字叫无忧德善神，他跟一万个，不是就一个两个，一万个叫做主宫殿神，就是在宫殿附近的这样神一起就出现了，来迎接这个善财童子。然后呢，他看到善财童子，他们就称赞他。站在善财童子说，你啊真是非常的非常的勇猛精进，而且巨大智慧，能够呢一个一个参访上知识，来修习这些菩萨们不可思议自在解脱的法门。
We said it before, and before and Sudana and see the Lady Gopa, and there's a multitude of a spirit and come and welcome him, and they also praise him. You have a great wisdom and great courage. You are able to cultivate the bodhisattva's inconceivable liberation of self mastery.
好，基本上不只是这样，还在继续赞叹他，说呢，你能够亲近，而且供养善知识。听受善知识的教导，而且呢不懈不退，无忧无悔，无有障碍，不断的精进修行，是魔跟魔的眷属啊，没有办法障碍你的，你不久一定能够成就佛果。
And they continue to praise him. He say, you are draw near to good and wise advisors and make offerings to them. You listen to accept their teachingsRecollecting them without laxness or retreat, without worry or regret, and without any obstruction. Demons and demon denizens or demon followers cannot trouble you, and in the near future, you will accomplish the unsurpassed fruition.
他只是几句话，可善财童子已经参访了非常多的善知识，至少39位嘛，哈，而且经过这么多的城市。经过这么多的磨难，经过这么多的修行，终于才会到这个地方。
And it's a simple few words, but before that, Sudana already visited 39 teachers and went through all difficulty and all challenge, many places, many cities, and then finally get to Lady Gopa.
善财童子听到这些善神们啊来称赞他，他当然很高兴啊。他说：“正子啊。”你前面所说的东西我都希望我能够得到，意思是我自己知道，希望我自己也能够这样子，包括认真修行，包括没有障碍，包括魔都不要来障碍我，我希望我也能够成就佛果。
And when Sudana heard that and he was very very happy, and he said sagely, one, I vow to be able to achieve what you have just described, and just
他说当众生呢起烦恼的时候，众生在造各种恶业的时候，堕在这三恶道当中轮回的时候，他的身心都受到苦恼的时候，我看到的时候，实际是心生忧恼的。
And actually, Sudana said, all living beings give rise to many afflictions, create evil karma, and fall into the evil paths. And their bodies and mind eternally and undergo cruel suffering. When the bodhisattva sees this, his mind becomes concerned and troubled.
我在想说，像那个现在哈，我们路边有很多鸽子嘛，对吧？你们看到很多鸽子，就是几乎跟人群都住在一起了。有时候看到鸽子，你觉得很可怜。我不晓得我自己能不能恒常心的觉得众生可怜。
A lot of time I see some pigeons sitting on the side of the road, and when I see that, and I actually feel very sympathetic and for those pigeons. And then also I'm asking myself, would I be able to give rise to the compassion mind continuously and eternally?
因为我看到这句话说，菩萨见到众生受苦的时候，他心生忧恼，而且随时随地心生忧恼，那就是一个大慈悲心的呈现。
Especially when I see this, and when Bodhisattva sees sentient beings eternally undergo cruel suffering, and his mind become concerned and troubled. This is a great compassion mind.
好，他说看到众生这些苦恼的时候呢，我就发愿了，我希望一切众生呢，不要再受这种烦恼所障碍，能够习诸各种热闹，而且呢离开各种恶趣，能够生产生那种快乐，然后能够好好的修行这种清净心。
Sudana says, I vow to cause all living beings to put to rest all heated afflictions, to separate from all evil karma, to give a rise to all joy and security, and to cultivate all pure conduct.
好，然后呢，最后他是希望说，我希望众生呢都能够具足法乐，得法快乐，听到法的时候，听到修行的时候，众生就能够爱乐佛法，能够修行佛法。
And as a bodhisattva cultivate all conducts, he caused all living beings to completely bring forth delight and gladness, and to become replete with the bliss of the Dharma.
我要问菩萨是，当你听到人发这样的愿的时候，你会起什么样的心？
I want to ask all of you, when you hear somebody actually give rise to this great vow, what do you feel?
会不会起一个赞叹的心？会吗？至少我们会随喜功德，对吗？是的。
Will you be a praiseworthy to this person give this such a great vow?
会吗？好 ，OK。同样的，当下的时候，旁边那些圣神啊，也起了一个这样的念头了。
Of course, all the spirit around Sudana and they give rise to the same thought.
刚刚我们谈到说，他进来的时候，不是有无忧得佛就进去，还有包括他旁边那些一切圣神。他们听到善财童子发这样的愿的时候，他们很感动，他们发愿要跟着善财童子一起去修行，成为法侣修行的伴侣。
And when Sudana and come into the hall, and the spirit virtue of no worry, and then it was multitude of spirit, when they heard this great vow that Sudana gave rise to, and they were deeply moved, and then they give so out of fondness and for and the delight in the Dharma, and these spirits will follow Sudana, unwilling ever to leave him and become a Dharma companion to him.
请问你们修行过程当中有没有发虑？
Let me ask you, in the practice, in your path of a practice, do you have a Dharma companion?
有吗？你说法师，我都一个人修行了，自己来上课，自己回家，独来独往，独去独死，是这样子吗？
You may say, 法师， I always come here alone and leave alone, so I always practice alone. I don't think and I have a Dharma companion with me.
你们有到底有没有
？Do you have one？
现在就是啦，对吗？你看我们的五五菩萨读书会，那些人每次都这样一群人这样来，这些都是法侣的嘞。我们修行佛法的伴侣就是哎。
Even when here, everybody sitting here together and to listen to the lecture, you are all Dharma companion, and we may have some study group and group. And these people all practice Dharma together. These are all your Dharma companions.
其实我跟你讲，就是为什么这样，我现在为什么这样讲，就是你看到佛法，看到佛经，要回来引入到生活当中了。不然的话，佛经关起合起来还是佛经，放在架子上，你还是你啊。
Why I specifically bring this out? Because when we read sutra, and you see this, and then you need to reflect in your daily life. Otherwise, after you close the sutra and put it on the bookshelf, that's sutra, and you still you.
那就很可惜了，佛法就变成生活当中没有办法用它，就可惜了。
That's pretty sad, and you cannot use Buddha Dharma in your daily life.
好，接着我们谈谈说为什么。这个时候就是说善财童子来到这个衢波释迦女的人的宫殿的时候，为什么会有众神来迎接，它代表什么意义？
Now we're going to talk about the meaning of this multitude of a spirit and come to greet Sudana, and when Sudana reached Lady Gopa's palace.
菩萨们，你们好，你们来皈依的时候，我们说一皈依后有多少善神保护？36位，对吗？我们也有善神保护啊，是吗？可能他可能现身你没有看到而已，我们还是有善神保护，同样的一样啊。 就在这个地方表示说，这个修行的人他是很有修行，比前面更有修行的，慢慢慢慢那个保护的神越来越多越来越多，所以他就会出现这样子。
And actually, after we took three refuge, and there's already, we already been protected by 36 Hosanna spirit. And especially when Sudana visited Lady Gopa, and she's already in the stage of a 10 ground. So there's a lot of more spirit and protect him. And then and more and more, and they will show up and reveal in front of him.
我们往下看，进入这个曲波尼的那个宫殿里面呢，不只是善神保护哈，我们再往下看，陈淑贞是化身的才女，好谈这个部分。
So, Sudana entering the palace of Lady Gopa is not only the multitude of spirit and protect him, and also and this maiden of a transformation and protect him.
他进到这个法，就是普现法界光明讲堂，就是这个曲波尼他的那个讲堂的时候呢，就看到这个曲波尼当然很庄严坐在那个宝狮子座上没有问题，可是他的才女84000才女，这是你看得见的。然后呢，这些才女不是随随便便的才女，不是庄严就是，而且他是都是从王种中生，就基本上他都是世家族的。另外是过去生都修菩萨行，而且他们都种过善根，而且是。法身示现化形，你看到吗？它都是法身，法身所示现出来的化形，而且他们是行普贤恨，而且修菩萨行，还智慧圆满。所以你看，一个大菩萨周边就有这么多的，应该是诸佛护持。所以我们知道，每次一讲经的时候，我们讲说一佛出世，万佛护持，就像这样子。佛经里面其实可以读到这样子，他出现的时候，旁边有这么多的圣神，这么多的大菩萨。他们倒驾现化身佛，来化身的菩萨来旁边护持。
Sudana entered the lecture hall of universal manifesting light of the Dharma realm, looking for Shakyamuni Lady Gopa. She's seated upon a jewel lotus flower lion throne, surrounded by 84,000 maidens. All of these maidens had been born in the royal lineage.All of them had cultivated Bodhi conduct in the past, and together plant good roots. From the Dharma body, they manifest transformation body. They brought forth the conduct of Samantabhadra and increase in the Bodhisattva's power. The wisdom sum and lamp of knowledge had both been completed and perfected.So every time and one Buddha is born in the world, actually multitude of Buddhas or countless immeasurable of Buddhas and come to and uphold and protect.
所以应该讲说，这个当下有很多尊佛是化身来到这个地方的，来我们一起当个重修伴侣，对吧？
And we can actually say that in this lecture.And there's a lot of transformation bodies of Buddhas and actually here come to listen to the Dharma lecture and to be our Dharma companion.
好，圣来童子呢，他看到这个曲波尼，看到这么多才女在那个地方的时候，他就往前走，前到那个曲波尼那边，就跟他合掌问讯说，他说我已经发了阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心了，但是菩萨如何能在生死当中？不为生死过患所污染，而能够度化众生。
So, at that time, Sudana, the Shaka, Sudana, in the lecture hall, of Lady Gopa, and he come before Lady Gopa and joined palm and he said to Lady Gopa, sagely one, I already have brought forth the result of Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, but I still don't know how a bodhisattva can remain within birth and death and yet not defiled by the tribulations of a birth and death and still deliver sentient beings.
因为我们知道只要进入八地位的菩萨，他就能够同时在100个佛国净土化现成佛，所以他已经十地菩萨了，所以他基本上这样已经是成佛的佛位了嘛，所以他不是问他说我怎么学菩萨行，怎么修菩萨道，以前他可能是这样问，可是他现在知道他其实上是化身再来这个生死当中，怎么在生死当中 他能够度化众生。
So we know, and if it's already in the eighth ground stage, and they can actually go to hundreds of Buddha land and in the transformation body. So before Sudana will ask the question, study the Bodhisattva conduct or cultivate the Bodhisattva way. But now he actually want to know something even further. And so that's why he asks how a Bodhisattva remain within birth and death. And then not defiled by tribulation of a birth and death, and still be able to deliver sentient beings.
好，那你就看他怎么回答。他说：“善哉，善哉。”他说：“你真的能够问？你看哦，为什么普贤大菩萨的修行法门，表示他自己成就的是普贤菩萨大修行？”好，他说：“修行他所修行的大行大愿，实在是难能可贵。”他说：“你要是能够亲近善知识，精进不退，努力修行。”就能够生出无尽的佛法。
And the Lady Gopa replied to Sudana, "Good indeed, good man, you are able to ask about these dharmas of practice of Bodhisattva Mahasattva. Only those who practice Bodhisattva universal worthies conduct, which is Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, and vows can inquire in such a way, disciple of the Buddha."If a Bodhisattva draws near a good wise advisor, then he can be vigorous and non-retreating. He can cultivate and bring forth inexhaustible Buddha Dharma.
好，你这边可以看到说，整个华严经走向已经走向普贤菩萨，恨愿行。
So you can see, and we are approaching, and from Sudana's visit, we actually approaching Bodhisattva Samantabhadra's and vow and conduct.
好，然后他就跟他讲说，我正得的法门，我是有观察一切菩萨三昧海，我用修行的方法成就这个门，这个三昧门甚深如海，像法界一样的广深。
The Lady Gopa told Sudana, I have already accomplished the liberation door of contemplating the seeds of samadhis of all bodhisattvas. This samadhi is as deep as the ocean, as vast as the seas, and as deep as the Dharma realms.
我们来看，它叫做观察一切菩萨的三昧海。你看到吗？观察一切菩萨的三昧海。它是非常甚深的一个法门。
So we're gonna take a look again this Dharma door, this Dharma door, this liberation door is contemplating the sea of a samadhi of all bodhisattvas.
好，那假如这么甚深的话，那他就问了，善财童子就问他说：“你这个解脱门到底它的境界是怎么样？看起来这么深的，你的境界是怎么样的？”
Since this Dharma liberation door is so deep and so vast, so Sudana asks, what kind of a state does this liberation involve?
他说我进入这个解脱法门的时候呢，我能够知道娑婆世界的佛尘刹数劫的众生。你看这用的是佛尘刹微尘数，非常多非常多非常多的众生怎么样？他们在六道众中。生生死死，来来去去，六道轮回，持戒毁戒，善根恶根，起心动念，因果报应，我都能够清清楚楚的了知。
So regarding all living beings within the Saha world, throughout Kalpas as many as decimal in Buddha's Shatras, this is Buddha's Shatras, and I know they are dying here and being born elsewhere, amidst all destiny,and retribution they undergo. They upholding the precept, they break the precept, and all these.
你知道这个的数字不是一个两个三个四个，而是微尘数，而且是佛刹微尘数。佛刹一直是佛国净土，佛国净土有多少？十方三世。我们至少知道三千佛名，对不对？至少就有三千佛，可是这是不值得。我说那个佛刹微尘数有多少多少多少，可是这个法门非常的深深，而且能够知道清清楚楚知道。现在谈的是娑婆世界的六道众生哦，只讲那个六道哦。
So this is not only one or two or three world. This is the world throughout Kalpas, as many as dozens in the Buddha Sutras. Buddha Sutra is the Buddha's pure land. It's a 10 direction and 3 period of time, the past, the present, and future. It's countless, it's immeasurable.
好，除了六道众生之外呢，他说呢，我也了知这个四善道，就是佛、菩萨、声闻、缘觉，这四善道的众生呢，他们从初发心开始，一直到成佛过程当中，他们发了大愿心，修六波罗蜜法门，现种种的神通变化，我都能够清清楚楚的知道。
Besides the sixth round, and I also know the four the sentient beings for all wholesome round. They are Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Shravakas, and Pratyeka Buddhas, the sentient beings of the four good round. I also know about their bringing forth of the initial resolve to achieve Buddhahood. They're giving rise to great vows.Their accomplishment, a perfection to all parameters, their spiritual penetrations and transformations.
这是对这个四道众生的过去嘛，哈？他说不只是这样子哦，我还知道未来的一切众生，娑婆世界的所有微尘数世界里面的众生，这个世界成住坏空的现象，这个世界轮转不已的这个相貌，我都能够悉了知。
So those living beings in the four good realms, that was the past. And I also completely know the uninterrupted evolution of the sea of Kalpas within this Saha world. And through the riches of all future time, I also know this about world system as many as dozens within the Saha world. The world establishing, abiding,decaying and empty, the continuous turning of the wheel of the world.
这谈到什么叫世界的相貌是什么意思？比如世界到底有多大，它怎么样起来，怎么不见，到底每个世界有什么差别，这世界怎么转变，然后里面呢它的名号是怎么样，这个世界变成怎么样，一切它都非常的清楚。
So, what is the means of the form of all the worlds? It's not only the name and where they start and where they abide, where they decay, where they become empty. And then all these continuous wheel of the world, so, and he all knows about it.
他说进这个世界海，世界用海算哦，那个海多大哦，进这个世界海里面的一切世界都是由于譬如遮那佛往昔他所发的愿力的缘故，所以我都能够完全知道，也能够意念这些境界。
So, because the original vow of Varakana does come one, so I can completely know absolutely all the worlds in the sea of the world.And I can also recollect them. The world is not only one small world, it's the sea of worlds.
那正在通信道只是问啊，为什么可以？你为什么可以
？And Sudana and was surprised. Said, wow, is it possible? And why is this? How can you do that?
他说好，他说我告诉你，我这个解脱法门能够了知一切众生的心行。一切众生修行善根，众生到底是有没有是杂染还是清净，众生的种种差别，一切声闻菩萨他们修的这些三昧法门，一切缘觉修的一些神通变化，我都能，甚至于菩萨佛的解脱的境界，我全部都能够清楚，所以我可以知道六道四道世界众生近未来际的一切的现象，包括这些所有的一切众生成佛之后他的佛国净土是怎么一回事，所有东西我都能够了解。
Through this liberation of mind, I'm able to know the activities of the mind of all living beings, the good roots that all living beings cultivate, that I mix defilement and purity of all living beings, the various kind of distinction among all living beings.The samadhi door of all shravakas, and the still and quiet samadhi, spiritual penetration and liberation of all those enlightened to condition, which is Pratyeka Buddhas, and all the light of liberation of all dust come ones, possessed by all Bodhisattva. All these I completely know. And even in the past, the present, and then the future, even after they achieve Buddhahood, and what's look like in their Buddha land.
哇，他一听，就接着问他一个问题，请问你怎么修得的？你到底修了多久了？你看我在读书哈，修行。他说，到底修多久了？
So Sudana was like, "Wow, how long have you been practiced this? How long has it been?"
他说，在无量无量久以前，我已经发下救度众生的广大菩提心。
And I dwell in the realm gone by, past kalpas, and as many as the dust mote in the Buddha's sutras ago, which is an immeasurable time and immeasurable kalpas. I already brought forth the great Bodhi mind to save and protect living beings.
好，讲到这个地方，你有没有什么动作想讲？你要不要发一个愿？我想现在好，我听一下，听一分钟好了。我想大家自己发一个愿。因为佛经告诉我们，就是只有不断的、不断的发愿。
I'm gonna stop for a second, and I want you all give a great vow.
好，我相信你说发了很大的愿哦，绝对不是说我的孙子早点成、早点长大，不是这样的愿吧？好。
I'm sure you'll give rise a great vow. It's not merely my grandson and will grow up sooner and healthier.
Okay, 好。然后开始他就开始讲说，好，我要告诉你过去多久我怎么修。开始讲我们讲所谓的本事故事。
And now and we're gonna to say and how long he been practiced. And so we're gonna talk about the past course and conditions.
这个地方不用本身对吗？因为本身是谈的佛嘛，哈。这边我们用本事故事，因为他是菩萨。
So this 本事 is very particular. This is using their own matters directly translation from Chinese word. And then this is impolite to Bodhisattva. And when you see 本身 it's like their own body. That's only implied to Buddha.
好。开始讲故事了 OK, 好。他说在圣行节的时候呢，有一个转轮圣王，就是这国王了，转轮圣王这个叫财主，他的太子名字叫威德王。那这个威德王他的威德主，太子是威德主，这个其实应该讲说这个转轮圣王，这个财主王了，他自己有非常非常多的王子，有500个王子，然后每一个王子都很庄严，那太子这个太子特别的庄严。
And we're going to start talking about the story. In the Kalpa of victorious conduct, and there is a wheel turning a king, and his name is a wealthy chief, and he has a prince and called the Lord of Awesome Virtue.And this is one of his prince, and I think he has 500 prince, and this is one of it.
好，这个太子呢，他有32庄严相，其实就是佛32庄严相，而且粗广长舌，能够出梵音声，然后眼睛是干青色，眉间有白毫光，头上有肉髻，基本上就像佛的特色都有了哈，而且他的皮肤是非常的庄严，皮肤是金色的。
So this prince and actually replete with the 32 adorned mark, and his eyebrows and between his and he was endowed with vast long tongues and which emit a Brahma sound, and his eyes are violet blue. His eyelashes were like those of a royal bull, and And there was a white hair mark between his eyebrows. And on the summit of his crown, and there was a flashy protuberance. And his skin is fine and suave, and the color of his skin is true gold. This is all 32 marks of a Buddha.
然后呢，有一天呢，这个国王啊，这个财主国王就跟太子讲说：“你带着随从啊，跟你这个才女啊，去到香崖园去走一走，那边非常漂亮，请他带他们去走一走。”所以这个国王，这个王子出门的时候呢，这个应该这个太子出门的时候，他乘的是七宝车。然后呢，五百个才女呢，就拉了个七彩绳子，就这样子带着他这样出去。他说，在这个周边，他所到的地方，千万人哦，是这个宝盖、宝幡呐、啊，来迎接他。然后他们也跟着他一起到香崖园去。
One day, the instructions on the instruction by the king and the prince went to.Went with 500 maidens and to roam and some sport in the fragrant tux garden. And the prince was riding upon the carriage of wondrous gem. The carriage was ornamented by different kind of embellishment, with the great many lion throne installed on top of it. And the 500 maidens each holding a jewel tassel, pulling it along.Hundreds of thousands of millions of people uphold various gem-studded canopy, uphold a precious banner, carrying jewel streamer, play music, light many different kind of renowned incense, still wanders flower about, surrounding in front and back, acting as attendant.
这个插图应该还不错吧？有点代表意思嘛，哈。OK， 好。好，然后呢，这个时候有另外一个人出现，有另外一个女众出现，这个女众叫具足妙德女。
At that time, there's another lady appear in the picture. This lady is called replete with wondrous virtue.
她呢，她是她的，讲说她的母亲也可以了哈，说她的保姆也可以了哈，她的母亲的名字叫善现，她就她带着这个具足妙德这个童女哈，他们就坐着车，他们也到同样的到香雅园去。他的车呢，走在王子的车的前面。
And at that time there was a mother or guardian, and called a good appearance, who took along her daughter, and a pure maiden named replete with wondrous virtue, riding upon a carriage of wondrous jewels. She accompanied her mother.As they come out of a capital city, ahead of Prince Entourage. So, and they actually, their carriage was in front of the prince.
那对这个具足妙德女稍微做一点描述，她也非常非常的庄严，她也是呢，头发、眼睛都是干青色的啦。然后呢，出了声音是梵音声，然后乘了宝车，才女围绕，跟着母亲一起到香崖园去游玩。
We're going to describe a little bit about this maidenAnd she acts this pure maiden, and replete with wondrous virtue. She had an attractive countenance. Her complexion and feature was adorned and pure. Her eyes and hair were violet blue. Her voice is like a Brahma sound.
所以这个具足妙德女呢，她从后面的瞄到看，不是要瞄到，看到那个太子的相貌非常的庄严，风采翩翩哦。他心生起一个爱染心，爱染心是爱染执着心嘛，吼，然后就跟他母亲讲说，他说呢，我要终身来侍奉太子，若不如愿，我要自杀了。
So, correction. So the prince's carriage was in the front, and her carriage was on the back. So she peeked out of the carriage and then saw the prince.
不是。他是走在他们前面。
Okay. I was correction again. It was right before. Her carriage was on the front, and the prince's carriage was behind. So she looked back to the princess, and so the prince's good appearance. Upon seeing the prince, and hearing his voice and the praise, and her heart gave a rise to love and desire.Okay. And she said to her mother, "In my heart, wish to serve this person. If I cannot fulfill my wish, I will destroy myself. I will kill myself."
这妈妈看了、啊、这个女儿怎么这么的颠倒，真的很可怜。她就跟她讲说，你不晓得我们印度是有阶级种族的吗？她说你不要这样子想哎、欸。她说这个当这个太子啊，他一变成转轮圣王，他因为他是一定会接王位嘛，一变成转轮圣王之后，自然就有七宝出现，七宝当中就有一个叫宝女啊，就自然会出现的了。他说我们的地位是不等的，我们不是王国王家，你不要结这个缘，你不要动这个念头了啦。
So, the mom see her daughter is such a have aversion and upside down view, and so she said to her daughter, and say, please, and don't give rise to this thought.And this person is replete with a different future. He will succeed to be the thorn of as the wheel turning king. He will have a maiden jewel. When he become a king, he will have seven jewels. One of the jewels is maiden jewel. So we are the lowly lord, and you are not worthy to his spouse. This situation is too difficult to bring about.And therefore, do not give rise to this thought.
OK, 好，我们先谈，停在这边先谈一下这个七宝。
So we're gonna describe what are the seven jewels.
好，就是在佛经里面记载说，当转轮圣王出现的时候，自然就有七宝一起来辅助这个转轮圣王来行菩萨道。哈，这七宝就是轮宝、象宝、马宝、主藏城宝。主宾城堡、大摩尼堡跟玉女堡。
In Buddhism sutras describe, when a wheel-turning king appears in the world, he is endowed with the seven jewels that assist the king to teach and transform people, practice bodhisattva's conduct. These seven jewels are chariot, elephant, horse, wealth, and this Indian weapon,Many jewel and then a maiden jewel.
那我们先谈一下什么东西叫转轮圣王。转轮圣王是讲说他那个德行跟福报都具足的非常理想的国王叫转轮圣王。
So what is this wheel turning king? So his virtue and conduct is very complete. That's why we call the wheel turning king.
我想这个七宝我们在莲花宝上有听过，我们唱。放焰口的时候有这个七宝吗 ？OK， 没有问题。我们谈谈这个玉女宝。
And these seven jewels in many Dharma ceremony, like Liang Huang's repentance ceremony, and then also in other ceremony, we all see these seven jewels. So now we're going to talk about this maiden jewel.
好，说这个玉女宝是什么？意思是说，她身体一定是柔软轻妙，然后呢，她的毛孔会出那种香味，然后。身他的行为非常的端正，不受外界的污染所能够，而且呢，他说爱语，人家都很喜欢听他讲话，这样才叫做玉女宝。
So this maiden jewel, her body is soft, and then all her hair pore emit all different kind of wondrous fragrance, and his behavior is proper and upright, is not affect or contaminated and by defilement.And her words always is empathetic words and compassionate words, and everybody loved to hear it.
So we can 知道说，其实当上国王、当上王位都非常不容易，一定是累生累劫有修行的，对吗
？So we can see that, and to be a king is not that easy, especially the wheel-turning king. And then he must practice and.And help us and in many immeasurable lives, and so and be able to be a king.
王妃也是一样哈，王妃也是一样。
So this queen.
好，然后往下讲。好，我们就看了，然后这个，然后再提在这个地方就讲说，七天以前呐，在这个国家里面有一条叫法云光明道场这边呢，有一尊佛成佛，叫圣日生如来，在道场中成佛。
So here, and there's another description. On this side of that frequent tusk garden, there was a way place called Light of a Dharma Cloud. At that time, there was a dust-come one named Body of a Victorious Sun. At that way place, already accomplished, equal and proper enlightenment 7 days ago.
好，这尊佛成佛呢，跟他们有什么关系？重点是这个妙德女呢，在梦中就梦到这个佛成佛，而且佛呢给她摩顶受记。
And what's that? The Buddha of a body of a victorious son achieved accomplished equal and proper enlightenment got to do with the story. And why in this maiden of a wondrous virtue and in her sleep, and she dreamt about it, this dust come one lay his hand on top of her head, a custom of Buddha's in teaching his disciple, and then give her prophecy.
好，当他梦醒的时候呢，这个空中有天神就跟他讲，他说呢，圣人生如来已经成正觉了，无量无数的菩萨、天龙八部，他们都会一来见佛，都会来到这个地方一起来集会。
Upon her awaking from her dream, a diva appeared in the space and said to her, "The dust come one body of a victorious son, and at the way place already accomplished equal and proper enlightenment 7 days ago. He is surrounded by all bodhisattva multitudes, as the eight classes of supernatural beings, up to and including the gods of the heaven of ultimate form and spirit. They have all assembly here and to behold the Buddha."
所以这个我们就回来讲，这个妙德女呢，她因为梦中就见到，已经见到这个如来了嘛，哈，而且呢，佛给她收集，而且听闻佛的功德，所以她心里非常安稳。王子讲半天，他就跟王子讲说，他啊，我先讲到这样，王子他就说，我的身相非常的端正，而且我智慧很有，而且我善达各种工巧。他说百千众生看到我都很喜欢我，但是呢我对他们没有什么意见，我没有什么想恨，我没有贪婪心，我对他们一点都没有爱欲心。
Having seen the Dasgupta one in a dream and heard of a Buddha's merit and virtue, the heart of a maiden wondrous virtue become calm and at ease without any fear, and coming before the prince he spoke these verses: "My body is most attractive and upright. My wisdom is unrivaled, and I am proficient in all the arts and skills. Multitude of imaginable hundreds of thousands of bring forth the sense of greed and desire upon seeing me. And yet, toward them, my mind has never given rise to even the least bit of love or craving."
因为刚才他母亲不是跟他讲说，我们不同等级嘛，你不要去想这种心，你不要这样想的。可他想说，我都佛都给我安，佛都给我受记了呢，他一点都不害怕，他直接就跟王这样，就跟这个王子这样说了。
So and because they have a very different class of a caste, and so that's why she said standing in front of prince and said that.
就你我们来看看这个王子怎么回他。王子就说，我只是发，他说这个王子说哈，他说我就是只是发广大心，要利益一切众生哦。然后呢，哦不是，你看看，哦没有，就是这是这个女这个剧组你讲的，他说我只是发广大心，我希望我自己能够发菩提心，修无上道，然后呢令众生能够离苦得乐，所以我是要利益一切众生的。我今天是见到太子你剧组32个诸功德相，心生欢喜，所以我才动一个念头说，希望我能够终身的奉侍你。
And she be able to say to prince because she dream about and Buddhas and come to put a hand on top of her head, and then also and she also said, "But I only bring forth the best intent to benefit all living beings. And now upon seeing the prince who is replete with the marks of all meritorious virtue, my mind feels tremendous rejoice, and my heart wishing to serve you, and please let for your kindness and accept me."
好，我们来看王子怎么说。王子就讲说，他看到这个妙德童女非常的清净状，他就讲说，请问你是谁家的孩子？意思是什么？他说，你有没有已经跟别人有过婚嫁了？还是你已经跟别人谈好婚嫁了？假如是这样的话，我就不应该再去对你有爱染心。另外他是讲说，他说你的贪嗔痴慢疑这个毒很小吗？ 另外是说，如果要不断的无量劫去修行的时候，你会不会生厌烦心呢？
And so at that time, the prince asked the maiden, "Whose daughter are you? If you already engaged to another, and I shall not give rise to any thoughts of the desire toward you. Does you have a much vexation of the five poisons? Albeit cultivating throughout boundless eons, can you be without weariness?"
好，你看到王子这样回复吗？所以他们两个其实上都很要想修行。OK， 这个时候这个妈妈就出来，妈妈就开始讲话了。
So you can hear from this prince's reply. So they both are practitioners and they're very diligent on the practice. So here the mother starts chiming in and say something.
这妈妈就说，她说，太子啊，你要知道，我这个女儿是敬业所生的。好，她说，你听你听听，我要跟你讲讲她的出生跟她生长的过程。
So the mother said, "Prince, let me tell you, my daughter was born from a pure karma. I will now belay all the causes and conditions surrounding this birth and the upbringing of this girl."
他说，有一年的春天呢，我带着我的才女一起到梭罗园去游玩。然后到晚上的时候呢，这个莲花池里面的莲花盛开，突然间莲花中出现一朵千叶莲花，千叶莲花，而且千瓣的莲花，非常大的一朵花。
Once during moonlight spring evening, I accompanied with 800 women went to Roman play at the Sala Grove and Garden. And when the night was spent, lotus flower burst open by itself from within the pool.A thousand petal lotus flowers suddenly emerged.
他说莲花开的时候呢，非常的发出非常大的清净光。大家在赞叹不已的时候呢，突然这个妙德女就从那个莲花中就出来，这是叫莲花化身。好，她的头发是干青色，眼睛是干青色的，声音出来是梵音声，而且皮肤照光是金色的光，口出青莲花，而且常常说的是梵音。他住的地方常常只有天音乐，表示有护法。
When the lotus bursts open and release great pure light, the multitudes gasp in amazement at that which they had never seen. At that time, this jade maiden was born from the lotus flower. This is a lotus flower transformation.And she had violet hair and eyes like a blue lotus, Brahma sounds and a golden effulgence, and which is a brilliant radiance from her mouth and come forth, and the perfume of a blue lotus, constantly proclaiming Brahma sounds. Wherever the girl lives, there can be a sound of a heavenly music.
好，这是她出生的状况。好，下面谈到她生长的状况。
So, and that's the condition of when she was born. Now we're going to talk about her condition grow up.
他说他在生长过程，他说精通一切女子的所有的工巧。他说而且没有那个女孩子的过患，女孩子小心眼嘛，喜欢 gossip 讲东讲西嘛，很多很多这种小的都没有这样过失，而且他数次都没有不好的因地。所以今生有这么庄严的果报，他说世间没有人能够跟他匹配的。我是因为我们也看到太子的像非常的庄严，所以也希望你能够接纳他。
So now we're going to talk about the condition of she's growing up. Anything that women are capable of doing, this maiden has totally mastered, and yet she is devoid of womanly force. What are the womanly force? And jealousy, gossiping, etc. And nothing was lost or harmed in her past causes, and therefore she reaped her present rewards. Throughout the world, no one is worthy of being her mate. And except you, Prince, with your body adorned with marks, may you let for your kindness and receive her.
好，那这个时候呢，那王子的车就开进去，开他进到道场里面，就跟这个妙德女跟他的母亲就讲，他说我一心只是求佛道而已，近未来际我都要修学无量无学的菩萨行。他说呢，我将舍施我一切的内财跟外财，所有的一些东西我将舍施。到那个时候，你会障碍我吗？大家先把话讲在前面哦。
So at that time, after the prince entered the garden, he told Wondrous Virtue and the girl appearance, the mother and daughter, and I aspire toward and seek Anuttarak Samyak Sambodhi. Through our majulous kalpas, exhausting the realm of the future, I will cultivate boundless bodhisattva conduct. I will completely be able to give away all internal and external belongings without the slightest stinginess. Will you obstruct or hinder me at that time?
他继续问，因为他有太多的，他继续问。他说，当我行布施的时候，或是说我因为你会 对我做很多的障碍吗？他说，当我做财施的时候，你会很舍不得吗？甚至于我舍施我们的感情，男女情爱的时候，你会不会心痛呢？甚至于我当我的身体割解身体的时候，你会觉得忧恼呢？甚至于我舍辱出家，我要离开家的时候，你会不会心生悔恨？你会不会用这样的一些事情来障碍我的修道？
And the prince continues, when I give away my belongings, will you obstruct or hinder me? When I give away any my wealth,Will your heart become stingy? When I give away the love and affection, will your heart become painful and afflicted? And when I cut off my limbs, will your heart become distressed and worried? When I give you up to leave home life,Will you experience regret? Will you use all these matters to obstruct and hinder my practice?
好，其实还有哦，更多跟他就问他说，当我舍离这一切，我们认为是我爱的东西的时候，你都能够心不生忧恼的话，这样的话，大家就来，我就能够成就你的心愿。
And there's more.And I will completely renounce the things we cherished. If you can accord with my wishes, I will fulfill your request.
好，我请问，今天你是这个妙德女的时候，你会怎么样做呢？
Let me ask you, and put yourself into a wondrous virtuous situation. What would you do?
你会怎么样？吓怕了就走了？不会。就发了，先说再说了吧，哈。
Maybe you will become fearful and then decide to leave. And some people maybe say, "Oh, I just follow through and then I'll see what happened later."
OK， 这个妙德女当下发了一个愿，你看到？她说：“我非常的崇拜你，希望你能够接纳我，即使在未来的无量劫中，我受到地狱烈火的焚身，我也甘心受苦，心无怨言。”
So let's see Wondrous Virtue's reply. So the maiden said, I most respectfully accept your majesty's instructions. If you would take me as your wife, even if I had to endure the scorching fire of hell throughout a sea of majulous kalpas, I would most willingly endure this suffering.
哎，你们在笑是什么？笑说，当初我们也是这样就跳进来了，是不是？
I wonder why you guys laughing. And so for those people married, and maybe at that time you didn't consider anything, you just jump into the scorching fire of hell, right?
是这样子吗？
Is that true?
哎，她应该跟我们是不一样的。
And actually, she's very different from us.
Okay, 好。然后说完这个之后，他就跟他讲正经似的，他就讲说，他说呢，我梦见这个佛在林间成道。佛给我摩顶受记，我心生欢喜，然后天神希望我来拜见佛。
And now she's telling the prince something serious. And I dream of the Bodhi way place of a wondrous Dharma, where the dust come one seated beneath the tree. He rubbed my crown with his hand. And upon awakening, my heart was elate.
然后他就跟天神讲说，我希望有，我希望啊，有机会能够见到太子。那天神告诉他，你今天可以满愿。所以今天呢，我希望跟太子你跟我一起，我们到这个道场去供养佛。
And after her dream, and so the diva want her to visit and the Buddha. So and she told the diva, say, I brought forth this intent and bowing to see the prince.And the devata told me, you will definitely see him. My wishes from the past and now completely fulfilled. I only hope that we can together go and to make offerings to the dust come one.
好，这个时候，这个太子一听到这个佛的名号的时候，心生欢喜，非常的欢喜。他就跟这个妙德女一起，跟他眷属一起，就到道场去拜见这个。
At that time, when the prince heard the name of the Dust Come One, body of a victorious son, he gave rise to the great happiness and desire to see the Buddha. And the prince and the maiden and their retinues all together went to the way place. They bowed at the Buddha's feet.
然后他们去礼佛，而且去供养佛。
And they went to do the prostration to the Buddhas and make offerings to the Buddhas.
好，见到佛之后呢，佛就给他们开示。佛开示的法门叫《普眼灯门经》。好，开示这样这部经。你看哦，一开示这个经的时候呢，这些所有的在场的太子啊、童女等等等，听到这个经的时候，他们就在一切法中得到三昧海。可是不可思议的是，这个童女呢，更进入甚深的三昧之后，得到在阿耨多罗三藐三菩提永不退转。
So when they see the Buddha, the Buddha spoke for them the sutra called Gateway of the Lamp of a Universal Eye. Upon hearing that sutra, they attain a seat of a samadhi with regard to all dharmas, and the maiden wondrous virtue attain deep samadhi.And achieve irreversibility from Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi.
你就知道这个童女她是累生累觉得善根很深厚，佛一开始她就进入不退转了。
So you can see, and this maiden, and she has very deep and karmic roots, good karmic roots, and from the past immeasurable kalpas. So as soon as the Buddha proclaimed the Dharma, the Sutra, and she achieved Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi.
当他们拜见佛之后，就回到他们的国家里面来，然后呢，就回到一起回到他的宫中，就跟国王讲说，他说今天呢，他说其实我们已经知道了，甚至生如来在我们的国家里面的道场，就是法云光明菩提场中已经成正觉了。
So the prince with the maiden returned to the palace. They came before and report to the king. The dust come one.Body of a victorious son has appeared in the world. He has recently accomplished equal and proper enlightenment in the Bodhi way place called Light of a Dharma Cloud, right within this country.
你看，这国家是很有福报的国家，对，有一尊佛在那边成佛。
This country actually has all the good virtue and merit, and then a Buddha and actually achieve and proper and equal enlightenment in their country.
这国王好欢喜，就哎呀，高兴，问他说：“你怎么知道这个事？是天告诉你的，还是人告诉你的呢？你怎么知道这个事情呢？”
The king was very joyous and surprised to ask the prince, "Who told you about this matter? Is it from a diva or is it from a human?"
这个太子就跟他回答说：“是这个剧组妙德童女说的。”
And the prince replied.Is this maiden replete with wondrous virtue? She told me that.
这国王听到之后，心里就好，他就想说：“哇，如来哈，佛是很难遇的，佛法难闻。若能够出家学佛修道，一定能够证到妙法。”
So when the king heard this, he has this thought. The Buddha is an unsurpassed jewel, difficult to encounter. And Dharma is very hard to encounter. So if I live the whole life and study the way at the Buddha's place, then I will have some accomplishment.
所以这个王就舍了王位，就把王位舍掉之后，就是让太子继承这个圣轮庄，转轮圣王位，然后妙德同领为王妃。
The king renounced his kingly throne and ceded to the prince as the wheel-turning king, and the maiden wondrous virtue is the queen.
好，然后这个国王呢，他就去这个佛那边去修行嘛，哈。那这是圣日生佛就观察这个国王跟一切大众的因缘，他就给他们开示，然后他就现各种相，哈，从白毫中放大光明，照十方无量的世界。然后现不可思议大神通，用不可思议的方法说陀罗尼。然后另外呢，他也这国王听到这个之后呢，豁大光明之后，他成佛果，就是所谓的宝华佛。
So the king, a wealthy chief, and he went to practice and with the Buddha. The dust come one contemplate the causes and condition of the king.And his great multitude. From his white hair mark, he released a great bright light, universally shining upon majulous world of the ten directions. It manifests the Dust Come One's inconceivable power of a great spiritual penetration. The Dust Come One was a full and perfect sound, proclaimed a Dharani. Upon hearing it,The king immediately obtained the light of a great wisdom.
好，就是那这个国王哈，他修行的过程当中，最后就说从这个地方过世界无量无量世维城数世界海的地方东边的地方有一个道场，叫做一切世主生道场。就这个国王就在那个地方成佛，他的名字叫宝华佛。所以国王就是后来的宝华佛。
So the king, wealthy chief, is the Buddha of a precious flower. That Buddha precious flower currently resides in the east, passing through Buddha Kshatras of the number of dust mole in a sea of a world. In that world sea, there is a world called perfect light.And in the midst of it, there's a way place called revealing the bodies of all world rulers. The dust come one, precious flower, accomplished Anuttarak Sanyak Sambodhi there. Bodhisattva multitude, as many as dust mole, ineffable Buddha's Kshatras, surround him on all sides, and he speaks Dharma for them.
So this...我会谈到这个国王还有这个宝华佛，因为他过去生就一直在修菩萨行，所以他对他所在的国度，甚至这个世界海，他都有亲近，就是说他行菩萨行嘛，后说亲近这个庄严世界海，所以这样的缘故，我们往下讲下面一章。
So in the past, when precious flower does come one, cultivate the bodhisattva way, he purified that seed of a world.
就因为是这样的原因，所以他呢，所以过去跟现在当下，就是宝华的当下跟未来要出来出现的佛呢，都是宝华佛为如来的时候，令他们能够发下阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，表示宝华佛跟众生都很有缘分的。
The Buddhas who appear in the sea of the world, past, present, and future, are all those who were taught and transformed by him. When he's still a bodhisattva, and who thereupon brought forth the result for Anuttarak Samyak Sambodhi. So he has a good affinity with all those living beings.
好，那我们谈谈国王周边的人呢。
So now we're going to talk about and the people, the living beings around the king.
国王周边的眷属就是佛身边的那些众生。
So the Renu and his follower, the people, the living being around the king, wealthy chief, and it was the multitudes of a dust come one here.
虽然他们在这个地方，但是他们能够普现一切世间，然后呢，他们也甚至王也是一样，不一样，他能够听受如来所说的法，然后修菩萨道，成满普贤大愿。
They abide forever in this way place amidst this assembly. Yet they can universally appear in all world. When all thus come one proclaim the wheel of a proper Dhamma with a cloud of a wondrous sound, they can completely listen to it and receive it. To the end of a future kalpa, they will cultivate the Bodhisattva way forever without interruption.And they have realized and fulfilled the best vow of Bodhisattva Samantabhadra.
好，我们讲完了国王，讲完国王周边的人嘛。好，我们回来讲这两个重要的角色。
We talk about the king, and we talk about the renews of the king. So now we're going to come back to our main characters.
当时继任这个王位的，得到转轮王位的，供养佛的这个威德祖太子。就是释迦牟尼佛。
At that time, the prince who succeeded as a wheel-turning king and made offerings to the Buddha is now an Shakyamuni Buddha.
然后这个具足妙德女的母亲，我们说她是母亲也可以，因为她实际上她没有生她，说她是保姆也可以哈，就她这个母亲角色，就是她现在的善目。
Good appearance, we can say the mother of that maiden or the guardian of that maiden. And now is my mother, good eyes in this life.
善目就是瞿波女的母亲。好，现在当下瞿波女的母亲。
Good eye is Lady Gopa's mother.
好，那这个当下以前的妙德女就是现在的释迦瞿波女。
And the maiden wondrous virtue, and now in this life, is Shaka Lady Gopa.
他说我在威德祖太子那一世的时候，其实我就是王妃了。
And then she said at that, and when that lifetime, and with that Dharma turning king, I was the queen back then.
Okay, 我要讲说，释迦牟尼佛其实上有三个妃。我们常常都知道耶稣陀罗嘛，哈，耶稣陀罗就是罗诃罗的母亲嘛，哈。其实这个 Lady Gopa 也是，另外她还有一位，所以他们三个都算是王妃。
And we know, and Shakyamuni Buddha actually have three queens, and and they all call queen in India. So you know, in Chinese there's a different way to calling, but in India all call queens, and we have the one famous Yastala, and then that who gave a birth to Rahula, and the other one is Lady Gopa, and there's another one.
Okay, 好，所以他这次是王妃，对吗 ？OK， 再讲过去还有一次，他说过去的时候，他说圣日生佛哈入灭之后，就经过很长时间，在一个节叫圣行节的当中呢，他说有60亿。百千哪有他佛出现一次，非常非常多的佛出世。所以那一次的时候，我都是跟国王一起亲诚供养诸佛，所以那个时候其实我也是王妃，而且我修行正道，修无上行。
That was one example of the past course and condition on that lifetime. And there's another lifetime we're going to talk about. After dusk come one, body of victorious sun pass into stillness.There were 60 trillion nayuta of Buddhas and who appear in the world. Together with the king, I served them and made offering, listened to Papa Dhamma, practiced supreme path.
那时候多生多劫都是王妃。
So there's 60 trillion nayutas, and in many lifetimes, in many kalpas, I'm always the queen.
他说在这个六十那由塔节这最后的那一尊佛叫做广大解佛，那个时候呢，我在佛的地方修行得到净智眼，而且呢，那时候广大解佛入城去教化众生的时候，我是王妃，我跟国王一起来供养，亲诚供养佛。
The very last Buddhas of that 60 Nayuta Buddhas, and it was called Vast Understanding. I attained the pure eye of wisdom. At that time, when the Buddha entered the city and to teach and transform, I was a queen again. The king and I went to pay homage and made offerings to him of a host of wonderful objects.
你看，多生多劫都一起哈，他是王妃，他就是国王一起，不只是两个人这样，而且不算多生多劫都供养佛，听闻佛法，修行佛法，同为法侣。
And so you can see, in many lifetime, many kalpas.And she's the queen, and the prince was the king. And together, and they made offerings to Buddhas. And then they pay homage to Buddhas, and they practice Dhamma, and they listen Dhamma all together.
他就问他，他说那个是当下的时候，我听佛所说的法的时候，佛说出一切如来，如来一切出生一切如来登法门的时候。我就是获得观察一切菩萨三昧海境界解脱，就是当下当时这个曲波尼跟圣才同时讲的，就是这个解脱好吗？当下那个时候就证到了。
So I heard the Dhamma door of giving rise to the lamp of all dust come one. Immediately I obtained the state of a liberation of contemplating the seed of all Bodhisattva Samadhi.
因为今天时间不太够，我不想谈这个三昧解脱好了，姐妹，我往下讲。他说，我得到这个解脱法门之后呢，我生生世世，我这张是要跳过，因为它实在太多了。OK， 我生生世世呢，都在修行这个法门，在佛尘塔微尘数当中呢，无量菩萨都跟我一起来认真的修行，然后呢，我就倾诚供养无量的诸佛。
After I obtained this liberation, I diligently cultivated together with bodhisattvas throughout kalpas as many as dust mold in Buddha kshatras. I served and made offerings to measureless Buddhas.
好，然后他就讲说，他说这个法门呢，我能够进入每一尊佛的道场，发种种的大愿，修种种的妙行，得种种的解脱，但是呢。我还是没有办法知道这个普贤解脱门是怎么一回事，还是没有办法完全了解。
At the places of all those dust come ones, I brought forth various kind of bodhisattvas' great vows. I cultivate various kind of wonderful conducts. I attain various kind of bodhisattvas' liberation. Yet, I still have not understood the liberation door of Samantabhadra that a bodhisattva attained.
圣海童子一听，哇，你修行这么久了呢，你还不晓得普贤菩萨是怎么还？他说问他为什么了？他说问他为什么呢
？So Sudana was surprised. Wow, you have been practiced for so long, but you still don't know about the liberation door, Dhamma door of a Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. How come? Why is that?
他说，因为普贤菩萨的解脱好门，像虚空一样的无量无边。像众生的名字一样无量无边，它是三四海十方海十方海法界海一般是无量无边的，我没有办法能够知道。
It is because Bodhisattva Samantabhadra's liberation is like empty space, like the names of living beings, like the sea of three period of time, like the sea of the ten directions, and like the ocean of the Dharma realms, measureless and boundless.
他说呢，这个解脱法门呢，和如来的境界是相同的。你看这句话吗？跟如来境界是相同的。
Because Samantabhadra's liberation door of a bodhisattva is equal, it is very important, is equal to the dust come one's stay.
他说我没有办法详细描述、清楚的说的，而且没有办法这么清楚的去了解它。
That's why I cannot be conceived of by my mind and express in words.
好，谈到这个地方之后呢，其实还有另外一段因缘跳出来了。
And there's another past course and condition actually jump out in the picture.
他说，往昔的时候呢，在清净大劫的时候，有个世界叫光明世界，最后一尊佛叫做法床灯佛。
Once, long ago in a world in a far distant past, It was a kalpa named purity, and a world called right light. The Buddha who appeared in the world during that kalpa, the last host of God's people, was entitled Lamp of a Dharma Banner.
这当这个法床灯佛入灭之后呢，就是涅槃之后呢，有一个国王叫做，有一个转轮圣王叫做智山王，他在管理统领这个南阎浮提。在阎浮提当中，他也是自己很虔诚的供养佛护持，然后他跟也说法，跟其他国家之间平等相处，没有冤敌。
After that Buddha entered Nirvana, a king called Wisdom Mountain was lord of Jambuvipa. He faithfully made offerings to the Buddha. They protect and upheld the Dharma treasury and also took a joy in industrially practicing the Dharma. Remain entirely unchallenged by enemies or force.
他说他有一个太子叫做善光。这太子呢，他的诸相相貌非常的圆满，他跟500亿个人一起出家修道，所以他就变成是比丘善光嘛，哈。比丘善光有一天呢，就到城里去乞食，那时候呢，有一个长者女叫净日光，这长者女呢看到这个比丘这么庄严，她用一个爱染心去供养这个比丘，虽然是爱染心供养这个比丘。但是他250大劫不堕三恶道中。
And there was a prince called Good Light, and his complexion and appearance is very adorned, and he renounced and become Good Light, a bhikkhu. And one day, and he went to beg food and beg alm, and so this lady, this maiden.Priest and sunlight and made an offering and saw him and with a yearning and desire, but she still made offerings to him.
他虽然是用爱染心供养，但是250大劫中不堕三恶道中。
Even though she made an offering with the thoughts of her yearning and then desire, for 2050 kalpas hereafter, and she will never fell into the three evil realms.
他不只是这样，他都是在什么国王家或是人王的女儿，而且常常见到像比丘这么庄严相，又过500大劫之后，就是所谓的具足妙德女。250大劫之后就变成具足妙德女，就回来我们刚刚的故事里头了。
So, she was born in a family of a good appearance and given name and replete was wondrous. And even though she made an offering with the thought of a yearning and then desire, for 25th kalpas hereafter, and she never fell into three evil realms. And after that passing through another 2050 kalpas, and she was born in the family of a good appearance, which is this wondrous virtual maiden.
好，所以我们来讨论一下。好，我们讨论就根据这个瞿波女跟释迦牟尼佛这两个角色，我们讨论一下。
So we're going to do a little discussion and based on Lady Queen and then Shakyamuni Buddha.
在法床灯佛的时候，这个净日光女呢，她去供养这个应该是比丘善光了。在生日生佛的时候呢，她这个具足妙德女，她供养威德主太子，她就是现在的侍女瞿波跟释迦太子，也就是后来的释迦牟尼佛。
So you can see in this diagram and all the past course and condition of many lives. And during the Buddha lamp of a Dharma banner, and this maiden president sunlight, and she made an offering and to Prince Good Light or Bhikkhu Good Light, and during the Buddha's of a body of a virtuous son, so maiden replete with wondrous virtue, she made offering to Prince Lord of awesome virtue, and so all these on the left column, and then they are all the past course of Shakyamuni Lady Gopa. And on the right column is Shakyamuni Buddha.
好，那我们另外看另外一张，谈到说，在法王登房的时候，善光王就是善文童子那个太子嘛，变成善光王，他就是近日光王妃。生日生佛的时候，他是威德主，本来是太子，就变成王，然后他还是王妃。在圣行劫，甚至到最后 一尊佛广大圣解佛的时候，他们多生多劫都是国王跟王妃，也就是现在我们看到的释迦太子跟屈婆尼。
So this is summarized in the course and condition in the past life. And so during the Buddha lamp of a Dharma banner, and he was the king good light, and she was the pristine sunlight queen. And during the time of Buddha body of victorious sun, and he was the king lord of awesome virtue, and she was replete with wondrous virtue queen. And then during the time, supreme Kanda Kelpa to Buddha's vast understanding, and many, many lifetime, many, many Kalpas, and he was king and she's queen. And so, and end up to and Shakyamuni prince, and then Shakyagopa queen.
好，你们有没有发愿跟你同修要七生七世做夫妻的？有没有啊？
Did you ever give a vows and, to your current husband and wife for seven lifetimes? You will continuous be a husband and wife.
其实是 OK， 但是重点要什么？要修行，对吗？累生累世视为法侣的话，就是很棒的了。
And most people say definitely not, but actually it's okay. But you have to practice.
OK， 好，所以我们今天的结论是。把这个俗情啊，升华成道情。
So our conclusion is to sublimate worldly love and desire, to transform to practitioner companion.
然后能够自他圆满之后，能够成就对方，互相都成就。
Perfect yourself and others, assist each other to accomplishment.
好，我们今天讲到这个地方。还很精彩吗？好，那
so,
谢谢张。Okay.
So we conclude our talk today. Do you like today's talk? It's really exciting.
好，下一个礼拜我们要继续参访摩耶夫人。
So next week we're gonna visit Lady Maya.